My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Real quick, there are people, and Twitter Reactions brought to you by Chauvin Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Tone, because I want to get back to the Browns thing, and there was a maybe an Easter egg that's thrown in there with Afternoon Drive and their interview with Kevin Stefanski yesterday, and I want people to go back and listen to that, 92.3thefan.com. Also still available on the free Odyssey app with the rewind function. You go right back to it if you want to. And when you get the Odyssey app, it's absolutely free. Favorite the station, 92.3 The Fan, and then look right next to the Listen Live button. There's a microphone. You click on the microphone, you can leave voice memos, messages, whatever you want to say. And basically, what, you got 2 minutes, Mitch? Is that how long you had to do it?
Yes.
If you can get a take in 15 seconds, we'll put it on the air. It's that simple. You can get your point in and out about, because all I want
under 30. That's where I'd like to set the established point.
Well, Owen said 30, and then I thought the marble mouth of Crawford Collins, like, give him 15. It's like, well, you know, hold on here. They got to get used to it at first. So if you can get it in 30 seconds, we'll put it on the air.
If you normally call in and go, oh, great, guys, thanks for having me. Oh, it's so great to be that. We don't need any of that. Give us the point of the take.
And it's always a great place to work your takes over, to practice them, to hone them, and to make sure that you just don't get the sweet chin music. It's that simple. Real quick, by the way, we are getting criticized for yesterday. I brought up how you had brought up how I take every game very seriously about the Guardians. You have been very laissez-faire, and we've done basically a complete flip-flop on all this. I can see your point, because I'm exhausted this morning watching the 12 innings, seeing it all go down, and then going, okay, but now we got another one at 7 o'clock tonight. Now we're 3 games ahead, but we got how many more games we have left to go? Like, it seems, I just want the season to end right now and us win the Central.
Both teams burned through all their pitchers.
Yes, yes. So it's interesting to keep your proper perspective, and I think that's more of the Francona way, which was very successful, by the way. And I'm more like Steven Vogt, like every game's got to be a postseason game. And I don't know, when those guys win that game in 12 innings last night in New York, I don't know how you come down from that. Unless you're subscribing to what Jake the Snake Roberts was telling you in the Dark Side of the Ring, then
they knew how critical it was to jump out to a start in this series. Now they got down again.
Yeah.
It's every game.
Yes.
They are losing by the end of the first inning, it seems like. So they had some work to do. But once they were able to even things up and then going the distance, I like our chances, our bullpen versus anybody else's.
It is if you take it seriously every day, it can be an exhausting enterprise. And today, I am feeling it. More Gardo's coming up at 7:45 with Fix My Life, with a twist. There is an Easter egg here in the conversation. I asked you about Jack Conklin last segment. I'm going to get to these calls here in a minute as well. I want you guys to listen to this. This is almost 2 minutes long, but this is good audio here. Yesterday afternoon drive, they're talking to Kevin Stefanski right after practice. Listen to this exchange.
Jack Conklin, is he potentially going to play on the left side
this week?
this week?
He's not off of PUP yet. So
okay, this week one.
We're taking it. I'm a blinders on guy day to day. When it's comes to injuries, it just doesn't. I don't really think too far ahead of where we are right now. I would tell you with Jack, he's a guy that's in here every day working his butt off. I mean, he's doing everything he can to try to get back, and that goes for a lot of our guys. But we'll see when it comes. If it's tomorrow, that's great. If it's a week from that, whatever it is, I don't know.
So in terms of him making that transition, he's played it before. It's been a long time. How tough is that?
Playing left, you're saying?
Yeah.
You know, I think different guys would probably have different answers for you. I've been around – I mean, think of Joel. Joel's played left tackle for us in games going back to a couple years. Jed was a right tackle in college, went over to the left side. So I think it depends on the guy. Some guys find it really easy to shift in from tackle to guard. Some guys think it's a completely new world, even though it's about 38 inches.
So how do you balance them to cut you off? But, I mean, balancing, hey, this is a strength. Right tackle's a strength. And you don't want to make that a weakness. So, like, you have to sort of balance, like, hey, if we put this guy over there, well, do we make it a weakness on the right side? Like, where does that lie?
Yeah, I think with any position, as you guys can imagine, you look at all of it. You look at the whole thing in totality and you say, what's best for us when it comes to the 2024 season, a 17-game season, and if you earn some more games, it gets longer. So, for us, we'll look at every option we have when it comes to the tackle situation, but I like where we are. I like the guys that we have. I like how we're working hard to get guys back.
So, my first thought is, how hurt is Jed Wills then?
Yeah.
But then he goes, well, he's on the PE, and he's being very coy.
Yeah.
But because he's coy, my mind is running wild. So I'm going, is Jed Wills, is he nowhere near coming back? Where are we at with this guy?
Well, I told you, people are asking me, what specifically did he have done that he is still out?
I mean, we're making a big deal about Chubb coming back and at what point he's going to come back. I didn't realize Jed Wills was that injured. I'm not taking a shot at Jed Wills. I had no idea. I had no idea because I was kicking around the idea again of when guys are in T-shirts and shorts and OTAs where he could maybe – all right, let's see him over at right tackle. Let's see what DeJuan Jones could do at left tackle. Because at the time, Tone, I was just thinking that maybe I was just thinking Jack Conklin might call it a career. I didn't know what type of player he was going to be coming back. And he looks good. He always looks in good shape. And he played left tackle in college. I think he played a significant time at left tackle in college at Michigan State. But as you know, they had said in that interview, it had been a while. Would you kick around Jack Conklin at left tackle?
Well, but hold on. Back to Wills real quick. I mean, this was arthroscopic knee surgery, right?
Yeah.
Last year, and he's not practicing yet. I mean, that is not – that's not common. So
– do we have to get Dr. Dan Zanotti?
I mean, we might need to.
Well, I've got the release from December 12th of 2023 that said – they performed the arthroscopic knee surgery and that it was considered a success.
Success!
Was it a success?
And on December 12th of 2023.
Yeah, of course. That's crazy. That is not standard.
By the way, the doctor could have fixed his knee and then said, I've done my job, now it's on you. That's perfectly fine for successful surgery.
Well, there is a thing called rehab.
He will remiss the remainder of the 2023 season and a full recovery is expected for the start of the 2024 season. You got 2 weeks.
We're
at
the start of the 2024 season.
Yeah. Hey, maybe he's doing a wily veteran move and like, I'm a game player. I play once the season starts. You know that's not how guys like Joe Thomas would do it. Joel Bitonio would do it. I mean, we've been dealing with some of the best.
That is not wily.
I'm just saying, you've seen guys over the years pull that move.
I wouldn't recommend it.
No, if we're not talking his situation, he's looking for a contract.
And so his answer to look for a contract is to, well, now we're putting ideas in our heads that might not even be true.
Well, I don't even know that we can just move past that.
Reckless speculation.
Yeah, that's... is this his way of holding in?
Man.
Hit that again. Knee. Hit that again.
Reckless
please.
Speculation.
Doing the Peter Griffin, just going,
We've been sitting over here worried about Amari Cooper and his feelings, and here the whole time it's been right underneath our noses.
Reckless speculation.
I don't know what to do with an injury like that. If we're kicking around Jack Conklin being over at left tackle.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I know different timetables, but like you see Nick Chubb out there working his butt off to get back on the field.
Oh, God. You can't compare anybody to Nick Chubb. Don't do it. You're gonna get, people are gonna call this guy every name in the book if you start comparing him to Nick Chubb.
His injury was in September. What Will's was in December.
November was the injury.
Okay, November.
The surgery was in December.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
But one was, a career-altering injury. The other is arthroscopic knee surgery. How many offensive linemen get that all the time?
You see NBA players.
NBA. It's...
In season.
I've seen guys get scoped during bye week and come back. 216-474-0092. That's all. I don't know the severity
reckless
of it.
Reckless speculation.
No, that I've seen. That is not reckless. I've seen players get scoped and then come right back.
Let's be honest. It leads you to think one of two things. Either was not a successful surgery and they just haven't been open about it, or two, the rehab did not go well and has not gone well.
Okay. All right. Let's go to the phones.
As far as Conklin, I'll just say this. Man, he's got like a $19 million cap hit next year. Is that the most expensive swing tackle in NFL history?
Oh, yeah. That's next year?
Next year, yeah. Then he can get out of it free and clear after that.
We got to win this year. We have to win this year. Jim and Perry, make me feel better. Hello.
Well, this is not the call to make you feel better. This team is garbage.
Oh, come on.
They're not garbage.
Get your head out of your ass, Jim. Come on.
Ken, listen.
What?
Beginning of the week or last week, Deshaun Watson's going to play. Now he's not going to play. Is this guy like the next coming of
Tom Brady? No. New information. He said that last week when you had healthy linemen.
Healthy?
Huh?
This is... We already know how this is all going to go. Mark my words, today, August 21st, we're not making the playoffs.
Oh, Jim. Oh, Jim, it takes such guts to say the Browns aren't going to make the playoffs since 1999. Boy, you really hung them out there over the fence, didn't you?
Well, you know what? Guess what?
What?
You got guys that don't want to play for this team. Jed Will.
You don't know that. You don't know that.
Offense. Have you seen Jed Will's body language since Baker left? It has been trash.
Oh, for the love of God.
He's wearing baggy sweaters the whole time.
He is so tone deaf to what's going on around here.
It goes back to the sleeves. I've been telling you guys for years, and none of you want to listen to me. You guys all call me stupid. And the visor. Jim?
It's done. Deshaun Watson, done.
Come on.
Nobody will ask him a tough question. We had to listen to an interview about his tattoos.
When was that?
Where was that? I want to hear that.
Anymore.
When was that?
That was last Thursday. Look it up. Okay. It's disgusting.
Well, wait, what did you think of it?
Whoa, tattoos aren't disgusting.
What did you think of the tattoo stories?
What's wrong with tattoos?
How about we ask him questions on why he hasn't performed?
Wait a second.
Coming back for easy.
We have Machine Gun Kelly recently talking about just that.
Yeah.
His new tattoo situation, which I don't think he took very lightly.
Jim.
And I don't think Deshaun Watson's taken his very lightly.
You're in a bad place, man. It is August 21st. You got to recenter yourself mentally here, Jim. Thank you very much for the call. Emotionally, spiritually, light a candle. Do what you got to do. We're talking about Deshaun Watson's tattoos and how you're upset with that. You're putting some really bad ideas in people's heads about Jed Wills, which you're talking about body language and all that stuff. We're in a bad place, Jim. Peter in Perrysburg. Peter,
how many
hello.
Games did we win last year?
We won 11. We were 11-6 in a playoff team.
Tony.
Hello, Peter.
Good morning, gentlemen. Hey, that last caller needs to learn about box breathing. Like Ken said, he needs to recenter himself. I've already put myself into the mental place of, win or lose, I'm not going to let these guys ruin my Sunday and Monday and Tuesday. But anyway,
transcendental meditation, Peter.
It's more like tequila and records, and I mute the TV, but sure, whatever you call it.
Go ahead, Peter. What are you going
to
say?
I don't want Deshaun Watson to play. Why? He doesn't need to. Like, what's he going to do? Forget how fast regular season games are compared to, like, practice? He knows how much faster it is. He doesn't need to play.
Yeah, but Peter, when I get calls like we just took from Jim, I want him to play because I want the chance for him to play well, so I feel better about that. Because guys like Jim have been calling up to this show and this station for 13 years, and more often than not, those guys have been right. So I don't want them to be right.
Cares?
Now I'm taking it personally.
Jim sounds like a bum. Who cares?
Now that's not nice, but maybe.
We'll look into it.
We want to talk about that. I am so excited to leave you guys voicemails. I would pay anything to screen those for you. Oh, I can't wait.
You'd pay to work for us?
I would pay to screen those for you.
You're in luck, Peter.
Well,
send them over.
You can make a joke and
update your LinkedIn.
Who do I need to talk to about this? I would screen those for you guys. Oh, that would be the highlight of my day.
Yeah, use the voicemail. And thank you very much for the call, Peter. The voicemail function, which is on the free Odyssey app.
It's live.
It's right next to the Listen Live button. You click on it. You can do this for Coming in Hot. You can do this for Brown Sunday. You can do this for Saturday. Think about this. You're in your garage. You're listening to Jim and Gerard do the game. I pop in every now and then. The car's not running. Thank you. You're listening to the game.
The door's open.
You get a couple of drinks in you. Maybe you're rolling a cigar, or you're smoking a cigar. Maybe you're rolling something else. And you go, and you just, Deshaun Watson goes out there. He goes 7 of 8, a touchdown, 110 yards. They're looking good. They take him out. You want to let the good times roll? Let the good times roll. Go ahead and let us have it. Go ahead and tell us the very best. Or if things don't go that well, then you can say the other side of it. Nick and Menor. Nick, hello.
I feel like we're back in the Hugh Jackson era.
Did you do this just to get kicked in the face? Did you do this just to get the sweet chin music? Is that what you did this for?
No.
How could you? Wait a minute. Wait, well, turn that down. Wait.
If we don't laugh.
What happened? I want to know what happened.
Why? You're in preseason. Your preseason guys should be performing almost as good as your first string starters.
Should they?
They're performing like a high school team.
Based on what? What have you seen? I haven't seen anything.
Based on what arguments?
You're going to pay these guys millions of dollars to play football. Play football. Get out there.
They technically don't pay them for the preseason games.
Yeah, how do they get paid for preseason?
It's like a per diem or something. I'm not sure how it works.
You got to have heart. Remember
that. But the preseason matters. Nick, we know that the preseason matters.
For the morale of the football
heart.
Team,
Nick,
for the morale
you.
Of the fan base, even though some people think I'm
clip.
Shouting into the wind.
Oh,
and that's
I hate
fine.
This clip. Shut
yes,
up, we're 4-0 listening.
Matters. You got to teach them to win. You got to teach them to get that feeling. Where hopefully, yes, we will become a team where this becomes our hat. But it absolutely means something now. Oh. And I have a great feeling about where this team is headed.
They didn't win a game that year.
No, they didn't win a game that year. You guys accuse us. I had a caller just call in and say we're back to the Hugh Jackson era. You accuse us of this
what
stuff.
What was the record that final year? Before the year before? Oh, yeah. They were 0-16.
They were 0-16. This is not the Hugh Jackson era.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!